Thanks, Christy. The number of applicants per job in the Czech Republic currently stands at 5.2, the lowest figure for 8 years, Hospodářské noviny reported this week. But that good news naturally doesn't apply everywhere. In unemployment-hit Karviná, North Moravia, almost 35 applications are made for every free place. Overall joblessness in the Czech Republic stood at 7.7% last month, the lowest since 2002. Of the former communist states in the region, only Slovenia has lower long-term unemployment.
The world's largest steel company, Mittal, is to cut the workforce at Mittal Steel Ostrava by around 1,000 in an effort to bring productivity closer to Western European standards. A spokesperson said on Thursday more job losses can be expected in the coming years at the Czech Republic's biggest steelworks, which currently employs almost 9,000 people. Profit in the year to the end of February fell by 45% to just over $200 million.
In the same week that Škoda Auto produced its 10 millionth car, it was announced that domestic car production was up an amazing 85% year on year in the first quarter of 2006. That phenomenal increase was mainly down to higher output at Škoda and the start of full operation at the Toyota Peugeot Citroën plant in Kolín.
Czech firms have reported record volumes of new orders. In May, orders were up to over $6.5 billion, a rise of almost one-third year-on-year, according to the Czech Statistics Office. Economist Pavel Mertlík told One Daily that the volume of orders meant Czech firms were secure for the short and medium term. While cars are, of course, a major engine of this growth, orders are also up in the electronics, optical instruments and metallurgy sectors.
New flats in the Czech Republic are getting bigger. The average size of apartments which received planning permission in May was 127 meters squared. That's a full 25% bigger than a year previously, Mladá fronta reported. Experts say the reason is fear of price increases from 2008, when value-added tax on construction work is set to enter the 19% bracket, as an exemption secured with EU accession comes to an end. The outgoing government has prepared legislation under which flats under 90 square metres would be considered, in quotation marks, social. This means it's mainly those who want bigger homes who are racing against the clock.
Czech bookmakers report that June was their best month ever thanks to the Football World Cup in Germany. Czechs bet over $65 million during the biggest sporting event of the year, much more than experts had predicted, the Czech press agency reported. It is believed that many Czechs also bet through bookies outside the Czech Republic, via the internet. That despite the fact that internet betting is illegal in this country. Other businesses also benefited from the World Cup. Electronics retailers reported selling more LCD and plasma televisions than classic sets, something previously unheard of in the Czech Republic.